Yes, I would be. Wherever you don't do the investigation, there's always somebody later who thinks, well, they didn't do anything bad to the previous guys, so why not me? So in terms of prevention of future violations, I think that's an important concern. And there are a number of other things, for example, the continued damage to the national intelligence agencies, the trauma of returning torturers who have atrocity-related trauma, the fact that people who learn these techniques eventually become policemen in your home and in your neighborhood. These are all concerns of mine as well, but I'm much more concerned with prevention. I know a number of people want investigations in order to identify the moral blame, but the mistake is to think that it's just a policy and not a practice that now we will have to live with for the next 10 years.
Dick Cheney, the former vice president, has said that the evidence gathered using these techniques has proved useful. What do you make of that?
Well, I certainly look forward to the data. But I can certainly tell you that in the past, when key public figures in other countries have been caught in similar situations and have made similar assertions, they have hugely embarrassing for them in the long run. For example, in 1973, when the British held 14 Irishmen in Northern Ireland and tortured them, the Parker Commission claimed that they prevented, through the torture of these 14 individuals, 85 terrorist attacks, gathered 700 IRA members they couldn't have found otherwise, and found hundreds of tons of munitions. None of these claims was ever substantiated. But the end game for Mr. Cheney is this. He believes that the American public will exonerate him if he can prove that it worked, regardless of whether you call it torture or not. And the problem is that, as you say, the polls don't show that.
Under international agreements, the U.S. is obliged to investigate accusations of torture. So how does that square with President Obama saying that the agents who are alleged to have carried out the torture, they have nothing to fear, it's just the lawyers higher up?
President Obama actually has said his original statement was that anybody who did things within sort of instructions that were offered isn't liable for prosecution. And that means that there are two possibilities. One is that they behaved in ways outside of the legal memos, i.e. they participated long before they had legal authorization. But the second is that if they performed actions beyond what they stated to the lawyers themselves. For example, in the Bybee memo, Bybee is told by the CIA officials that waterboarding will only happen a few times, maybe six or eight, because its effectiveness declines. But when you waterboard 183 times, you've gone far beyond your mandate. I'm not sure what the prosecutions will be, but it certainly seems that the lower downs are vulnerable. This is generally a problem, though, which is that usually it's just the lower downs that get this kind of scrutiny and not the lawyers who put them in that very difficult position by basically assuring them that things would be fine. And that's a very normal strategy. Basically, they're hung out to dry.
Who would you say they should prosecute? Anyone involved or just the lawyers who gave the green light to the agents to use torture?
Well, clearly, there was some incredibly incompetent legal advice that was given. The problem with lawyers, clearly, is that if you give incredibly bad advice, then you shouldn't be a lawyer. And if you're a policeman or an intelligence official and you authorized absolutely unprofessional police conduct, then you shouldn't be a policeman. I guess my sense of this is that there's a lot of house cleaning to do. And I also think, generally speaking, that while we are very tempted to go for the key top officials who order these things, we have to remember that torture always has the following characteristics. The top authorizes, but the bottom delivers. The top people basically say, we don't know quite what's going on, but we basically think that this is legal and we're going to authorize it, but don't tell us too many of the details. And the bottom basically runs forward with the techniques and performs the vicious acts. And both of them have some degree of culpability, and each, in the end, in these crises, points to the other.